morning. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is March 5th, 23.
All right, we're good. That's
it. All right. That's pretty funny. You know, as we move along from month to month, got a little bit of, you know, noise coming from the background. Maybe you want to take a look at that.
Steve, being on the caller line, one reason that annoys me is because they take calls.
Yeah, okay.
And it makes it much harder.
Hang on, guys. You got a hot mic in the background.
The host is on the caller line, too.
Hey, we're going to go to Al.
You might actually hang up. Just remember, Steve, line one.
Hello? Okay. Well,
I have to turn it up. I don't give shit.
Hey, you guys are swearing over the air. Hit the hot mic, hit the mute button there, and then we're going to move on to Alan. Hey, Alan, good morning. Can you hear me? Really? Wow. Okay. Well, something's going on in the other background. Oh, okay. Well, I'm kind of just hanging along. Okay, good deal. I don't know. Alan, are you there? Let's just get this thing started.
Yes, I am. Am I here? Am I here?
Okay, there you are. You're Mr. Feedback. No, you're good. You're good. We're all sounding really good this morning. It's, March 5th, Alan. We've gone along again. We're in the 23s. How does it feel to be March?
Time is marching on. It's flying as fast as usual. I don't have a lot of excitement or drama in my life, so I don't know. Everyone says, you know, when you get older, time passes faster, but, man, it sure seems like it just flies by now.
No, it does. It does. Hey, I got more of the usual nonsense today. Maybe it actually is sense. It's kind of some fun stuff, Alan. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to get started locally here, close to your house. You know, I went over to my nemesis's place. Actually, my nemesis is all over the United States of America, and I was gifted this somehow. It's my enemy is the post office. You know, I've fought with more postmasters. How many postmasters have you talked to in your life there, Alan? You know, are you on a dozen, half dozen, one?
I actually get my mail in town at my mother's residence. I don't even have a postal address right now here.
Right. But, so zero. You've never talked to a postmaster?
No, except for when I have to go in and get stamped. That's about the only time.
Yeah, I just wonder why I have to talk to them, too. But I didn't have to talk to them this week, right? But I've got, you know, at least a half a dozen, a dozen of them that I've had to talk to, and I don't even like mail. Right, but that's another story. But I went into the post office, Alan. You know, it's the Fredericksburg Post Office. And when I came to town, it was a thriving business. You know, this is 10 years ago. They had two people on the front desk. They had one person popping in and out, getting packages and all this other stuff. And it was clean. And it looked nice, right? But go 10 years later, and... Well, there's stickers. Don't open this door. It's broken. You know, they're made of labels. They can barely keep one person at the front desk. There's no package monster, nothing like that. And I arrived early in town because, well, you know, the post office has slidden, right? And I think everybody else agrees with this. I really don't care if you agree or don't agree, you know, about, and I feel really bad, you know, we do have a postman on the network, but that's okay. We can talk about that later. And, you know, I love Peter Serafin, right? You know, he's really fun, you know, but man, my postman has beat my post office box up and destroyed it. He fails to deliver mail. He throws mail on the ground, and, you know, I'm waiting for, and that's just my local battle recently within the past, 10 years. And, you know, well, they've canceled delivery to my address, and they've done this and that, and, you know, today's world, Alan, and you hate the today's world, and I do too, but we've been kind of pushed there. The parts that I need to buy, I have to order on the internet. And they go, oh, they're going to arrive. And when they arrive, you got to get them past the post office. So they arrived on Friday, but they didn't want to bring them down and drop the package off, right, like it was supposed to be. They said, well, you come down and you get it. I'm going, really? You jerk. And nobody cares, right? Oh, I guess I can do it, right? You know, I could drive, 35 minutes, get there, and I got there, and I was there at the wrong time. And I didn't know what time it was, Alan, because I didn't have a watch. And that was the funny start of the story. I didn't have a watch, and there was a grumpy farmer in front of me, and I didn't want to ask him what time it was, right? And he's here waiting.
Didn't you have your smartphone with you? That's what everyone uses for a watch nowadays.
I didn't even think of that. No, I didn't have my phone with me. Sometimes I do go out without it. It's kind of freeing and irrelevant, right? So you're like, well, oh yeah, let me get my watch. Rectangle.
No, well, Steve, what do you think the causal factor of all this is? I mean, you know, I'm sure when email came out, that hurt the post office, you know, to a vast degree. And now they've got all these contracts with these corporations, and they send out just gobs of junk mail for, you know, pennies compared to what you know most people have to, you know, use to mail a letter or a bill. And do you not think that this is all part of the plan of driving everyone to digital? There will be no snail mail. There will be no nothing. You'll order everything from Amazon. It'll be delivered with a drone, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, totally. I do think that Amazon's takeover of the Postal Service had something to do with it, but that's another show, and we could talk about that forever. But this guy came in behind us, Alan, or behind me and this farmer dude, and he's all, dude, he's sporting a vet, I'm a vet, you know, U.S. military used to be, and, you know, he's doing that thing, and he's a little bit older than me, probably, who cares? And so he starts talking, and he's talking about, well, I just got some CDs in the mail. I'm like, well, that's cool. He says, I don't like that new digital stuff, and blah, 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 blah. And it was a fun conversation. And then, you know, then he goes, well, let me shift the subject on you. And I go, okay, what? And, you know, farmer dude's in front of me, and, you know, we're talking about CDs and how much we don't like the direction of the music industry going to these digital files or the streaming Sluto or whatever the hell streaming platform. That you never really own the music. You don't buy, you don't have anything in hand. Sure, you can back it up to a flash drive and lose that, you know, but it's nice to start with a record, an album, a tape, something physical. And then if you lose it, that's on you, man, right? But still digressing. So dude man, army man, right? Fascinating. These people that hold on to their army identity all throughout their life, right? So I'd probably say he was a Korean. No, he's got to be after the Korean War, right? But didn't even want to do that. Set off one of these army men, you know, you never know what you're going to get. But, and then I'm not an army man or Navy man or Air Force man or Marine man, right? You know, I don't walk around with my old, I'm a vet and my name is this.
Because guys like that all say, yeah, I fought the good war, the war to end all wars. And so, oh,
I know,
really?
And I don't want to get involved with that.
I know.
It's difficult. It's like, dude, I understand you didn't know what the banker war you were involved in and what the you know, I don't. Well, but I could follow those rabbit trails and find out, oh, crap, right? But they never had the oh, crap moment. He tells me, hey, I want to switch the subject on you. I'm like, go ahead. Let's do it. And then he goes, well, do you know how many people live in Texas? And I go, no, how many? He goes, And I'm like, well, how many? And he goes, oh, I don't know. Well, do you know if you multiply that amount times $10, that pays for all the insurance for all those people in Texas? I think we should switch over and insure only Texas, right? Because we could do it for $10 a person. And I'm like going, yeah, no thanks. And, you know, meanwhile, there's more people showing up in the back of the line. And he keeps going in at this, right? He says, no, man, because they've done it in other countries. And we could do it here. I'm like, well, like Canada? And he goes, well, not Canada. There's some smaller places in Europe, right? I'm like, well, what about the UK and Canada and Australia, right? Is their medical stuff better than ours? He says, no, this is different because we can. And I'm like, no, forget it. And then he says to me, and, you know, there's probably six people in line at this time, me, the farmer guy, the couple of chicks in spandex trying to show off their hulus. And, you know, I'm going like, what the hell, dude? Leave me alone. He says, well, just tell you this. Just go to this website, blinkyblinkyblinky.com. And I go, sorry, man, I'm not going to do that. And he goes, well, why not? And I'm all, well, I'm not a socialist, and I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I don't believe in your medicine, right? I don't believe in, you know, allopathic medicine, right?
And what's weird, Steve, is you just said the word. I was getting ready to break in and say, so you're talking to a guy who went and fought against socialism, and he's talking about bringing socialism into this country. Makes a whole lot of sense.
I found that weird. And you should have seen his face when I called him a socialist without calling him a socialist. You know, I said, I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist. I believe in being rewarded for the work that I do. I don't want to pay an insurance company to pay the provider and them work out some kind of snake oil deal, right? Or I don't know what all these deals are. And it kind of floored him. Right, and he's just like, whoa, well, I don't know what to say. All these other people are just shut up. They're listening to the conversation. I'm going, oh, crap. Dude, it's too early to deal with all these yahoos and their misperceived identities or whatever the hell it is. I like the way that the old farmer man did in front of me. He chimed in every once in a while, but pretty much kept to his own. Right, he kept out of it because all he wanted to do is get his damn mail and get back to the ranch. You know, I wish I had a ranch to get back to, but it's difficult. We have so many interactions with people. If you have to, you know, me, I have to go into the city, right? The city is, well, a 15-minute city. We're going to talk a little bit more about 15-minute cities coming up here, you know, I don't know, at some point. You know, I was listening to Dave Kopeck's show last night, and yeah, it always gets me thinking, and yeah, whatever. But, hey, I got something to celebrate. It's on the lines of the post office, Alan. You want to hear it? You probably know more about it.
I do tell.
Okay, so we were talking about how $10 person for all Texans to get insurance is a good thing, and I wasn't talking about that. Some other guy was talking about that. But I came across a conversation that put some context to these little signs that says, patients' lives matter, and save the hospital. I'm like going, what the hell is that all about? Grumpy old man joined me and a friend of mine for breakfast several days ago, and he talked about his heart and all of his friends' ailments and, you know, all sorts of money because he used to have a lot of money, right? He had like $9, $10, $12 million, something like that. He gave it to his daughter, and she's been managing his money and just taking care of his life because he would have spent all the money. That's what the story he tells him. That way he can just live normal life and doesn't have to worry about overspending. Hey, I got it. But he has a fascination with talking about money. Millions of dollars and hundreds of millions and thousands of dollars every damn sentence. I'm going, my soul is screaming. That's all you can talk about, that and heart conditions and this doctor and that doctor and the pending takeover of the hospital. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going, what? Finally? I'd rather them just bulldoze it. And he goes, what? He says, no. Me and my friends have donated lots of money to that hospital. And I'm all, I didn't know you were idiots. And he's all, what? I'm all, you know they don't do anything, right? And he says, well, yeah, that's why we gave him money. And I go,
right. If you've got any, at our hospital, folks, if you have anything more than a hangnail, they life flight you to San Antonio.
And it's fascinating. You know, it's like, you, what do you guys do over there during the corona, right? When RBN was sitting there talking about, how many people are in the hospitals? Because they're showing you footage of people, you know, waiting in snow, streamed lines with tubes and whatever. And they're constantly going in and dying on ventilators and thrown out the back into a trailer that's frozen, right? Because we have too many corpses, not enough shovels, whatever. The corona was hilarious. And I remember a caller to RBN said, well, have you looked at their parking lot? I go, huh? So right after I hear that, I drive down to the parking lot, and I see three cars parked in a parking lot. I go, oh, crap. Yeah, it is a scam, right? But I don't know. Maybe corona causes cars to disappear, but at our hospital, it did, right? There were no people at the hospital. Maybe there, I don't know. How many people... I don't know, Alan. Frustrates me, and that hospital frustrated me for a long time. When I got to, I was used to hospitals that took care of people, that had emergency rooms, that had people with problems. Ours, it's basically a helicopter pad, and a bunch of names. Let me get that straight. It has a bunch of names. There's the John E. Banks. I'm making up the names, guys. John E. Banks, you know, wing for debilitated chickens or whatever, right? And there's the R.E. Jeff Beck, right, place for birthing people. You know, my son was born in a hospital. And it fascinated me that the night that he was born, there was, you know, they could probably birth like 80 or so people with all the different little rooms in that wing. But I was one of two. I'm going, okay, what's up with that, guys? You know, one of two. I've talked long enough.
Well, you know, Steve, I actually worked, you know, when I was doing construction, the guy, his real job was, he was a nurse at the hospital. And I asked him, you know, I said, hey, you know, I said, are y'all just packed up with people just overflowing? And he's like, no. And I said, and the ones that are in there, let me guess, you put them on remdesivir, and they get worse, and then they go on a ventilator. And he goes, yeah. And then after the whole COVID thing, you know, cleared up a little bit, I asked him, you know, I said, are you noticing more young people in their teens, 20s, 30s, et cetera, people you never used to see coming in with myocardia, pericardia, basically blood clotting, you know, whatever form you want to call it. And he said, yes. And I said, a noticeable increase? And he said, oh, yes.
Kind of like going to
the oncology clinic with my mother. And this place looked like a damn bus terminal, just people in and out. And the youngest one I saw was in his teens. You know, most of them were a little bit older. But this oncology clinic was just shuck them in, shuck them out. I mean, it was freaking amazing. We live in a fairly small town, folks. Our stated population is still like, you know, 10 or 11,000 in that range.
Yeah. You know, that conversation that I was having. And by the way, how dare you, Alan, know something about medicine when you're a construction worker kind of guy. That's funny as hell.
I'm a construction worker with a zoology degree. Yes. A shovel with a brain. Yeah.
I was having that terrible lunch and breakfast thing, right, where the guy's sitting there talking about all of his health and medical problems and his friend's medical problems and how they know all the words and all the procedures and this and that and whatever. And, okay, that's the music. Hang on, folks. We'll do the first break. Republic of Texas Radio.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Republic of Texas Radio. Good morning, folks. We've been talking a little bit about, healthcare? Yeah, healthcare. Healthcare in, Texas Hill Country, Fredericksburg, Texas, to be exact. And our hospital has just been taken over, and it's fascinating because they're the number one rated hospital in Texas.
Oh, award winning. Yes, as long as you have a hangnail.
Just give us 5 stars. They definitely got the millennial advertising.
What you're talking about, Steve, is everything has turned into, they're incorporated and they're scams. Everything, including most of your churches.
Right.
I know there are a very few, small, very minute number of independent churches out there who may be not incorporated, who might be actually doing some good for their community. Most of them are businesses. It's kind of like the gold commercial we just heard, Steve. You know, I've recently seen this commercial, and it's this gold, beautiful $50 Buffalo coin, you know, a reproduction.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch this thing, and real quick, they say, it's clad in 14 milligrams of 24-karat pure 9999 gold, you know. And I'm sitting here, I'm going, so I get my calculator out, and I sit down, and it's like, I figure this out, it's like, they're making $18,478.57 an ounce for selling you a 14-milligram clad coin. I mean, it's just Scamsville, man. Just scam.
Oh, God. Hey, Alan, to deviate in your direction. Do you remember going to Austin that one time to buy some silver and gold? And when we pulled up, we were waiting in the parking lot, and the guy that we were meeting, he was from Fredericksburg, but he moved to Austin. He pulls in, right, we were a little bit early, and there's this other guy with this jacked up 4x4 there, and he's got this fancy, I think it was a fancy overcoat on, and so forth. Do you remember that time?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy walks up to, you know, our seller, right? You know, this guy sold at a decent price, you know, and I'm not saying go to Austin to buy silver and gold. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that this happened. We walk up and, you know, our guy's getting out of his car and old jacked up 4x4 flashy pants comes up with his, you know, whatever, trench coat or, you know, looking fancy. And he's like, hey, how are you doing? Are you the owner? I've got some coins, you know, and he starts talking. Do you sell numismatics? Because I've got all these, you know, great coins. And then he goes, no, man, I sell silver and gold. And that conversation went on for, how long? 2 or 3 minutes, Alan, out in front of the store. We were just wanting to get in there and buy some silver and gold, right, and see if we can work out a deal, because buying silver and gold is not straightforward. There's all sorts of room to slide, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or to be taken advantage of. You know, you can sit there and buy an ounce of silver for $20 and then turn around, walk outside, go, ah, I need my $20 back, and go back in and get $16 back or $13, you know, or $24. Just depends how you handle
the way
it.
Business works, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, buyer beware. But anyways, it's that scam of a world. And, you know, to the point that I was at the break, the gentleman that we had breakfast with was upset because of all of his friends had given money to this hospital that bellied up and sold out to the Methodists. But the Methodists, they actually fix people. And they work on people even if you're not into the allopathic medicine regime.
They manage them, you know, Steve. They don't cure a damn thing. They manage them.
Well, I'm talking about
health management
bones and things like that, you know. So we're talking treatable things, not extendable things like cancer. How far can they extend cancer's life in your body, right? Or, you know, can we sell them this, right? Or how, you know, the way that I always look at the medical community, and I'm sorry, folks, if this is jaded, but they look at you and figure out how much, even if it's not the nurse or the doctor or the admissions chick, right, or the fluffy bunny that walks in and tries to sell you e-pharmacy or something like that. It's the machine itself sees what you can handle and how much they can drain from you of your monetary essence.
At its base, you could call that actuarial, yeah.
Yeah.
They do a cost-benefit analysis of you, yes. Depending on your age, your condition, what you have, your past health record, et cetera, et cetera. Everything's centralized, computerized, and they know exactly who you are and how healthy or unhealthy you are.
This is all hearsay, folks, right? Because in reality, I don't have double sworn testaments and studies and this and that and whatever. But the truth is, I know a construction worker, a contractor, right? And he had a heart condition, and he nearly died. And now he has a little teeny tiny truck when he used to have his Harley, his Corvette, and his nice diesel thingamajig. Right now he's just driving around in an average little, it drives. Right? And he's divorced and all sorts of problems. Right? They almost bought the house. And, you know, but they only got a little pittance from him. There's a lot of people that need to have all their money harvested by the medical industrial complex. Music break. Hang on. Republican Texas Radio.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, the United Nations is going to take over half the world. They just announced that. Interesting, huh? Does it matter?
The cockles of my heart just got warmed, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I don't know if we're going to talk about medicine anymore unless you call in 512-248-8252. I could say a lot of things about it, but it's rather depressing. You know, is there hope with the closure of the, Shell Hospital here in Fredericksburg and some new allopathic people coming in, and they're gonna treat us right. Darn you, and everybody's name is going to be scrubbed off the wall. That's not Alfred E. Newman Hall. Damn it. It's
well,
gone.
Steve, this is the takeover. I'm sure what I think we're being bought out by, was it Methodist Hospital of San Antonio or somewhere like that?
Yeah,
AKA Blackwater Vanguard State Street. Yeah, you can call it Acme Corporation, kind of like in the Roadrunner cartoon. You know, the coyote and the Roadrunner. Everything the Roadrunner ordered was from Acme. You can they told us long ago what we were heading towards. And that was in a damn cartoon. More reality than the reality they tell us.
I wonder which one's the chicken, which one's the egg. You know, the United Nations.
Hey,
is
speaking
a,
of eggs, Andy showed me a video he pulled up. I guess I won't mention the corporation, but it was a very major egg producer, and these people were cooking these eggs, and it's like, rubber. It was like you boil an egg and it comes out like a super ball. I mean, it'll bounce all over the room.
Yeah, he told me about that one. I'm afraid. I wonder what they're feeding them cluckers, those poor things. And then I wonder what. No, I don't. It scares me, Alan. It literally where we're going. But, you know, I am happy. Oh, and do you want to talk about the UN?
Happy, you know, joy. Happy, joy.
Happy, joy. Yeah.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy. Yeah, life's becoming a Ren and Stimpy cartoon. But go ahead.
It is. I don't know how relevant it is. It isn't even done yet. It's more posturing by the United Nations to take over half the world because it needs to be taken over by the UN so they could save it. Right? Because this time they're going to do something. This time they're angry. And from 200 miles offshore of every country, the United Nations is planning on owning the sea, right? That way they can keep everybody safe. And they made some announcement last night or something like that and stand up and, you know, some not white chick tells you that everything's, I think she was Chinese or whatever, you know, says, this is a glorious day for climate change. Yeah. Okay.
Law of the sea, huh? Yeah, law of the sea. Waterways. If when it rains, if a puddle collects on your property, we own that because you're now under law of the sea, and we can tell you what to do. There is no law. The captain makes the laws.
This is taking over the law of the sea.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, because once you leave a sovereign territory, when they're claiming sovereign territory is 200 miles from the shoreline of said given landmass.
And if the country does something wrong, the United Nations will write them a very strongly worded letter. You know, folks, I saw that years ago on frickin' South Park. Everyone says, I watch too much South Park, but, you know, you watch South Park, they told you more of what's really going on and what to expect than you hear on your news programs. Because on one episode of South Park, it's like they come up on Kim Jong-un, or Ill, you know, at that point. And they say, oh, you've got to stop making nuclear weapons. Oh, and what happened if I not do that? Well, we will write you a very strongly worded letter, you know. And then I was watching news after that. This has just been like a year or so ago or something like that. I was watching the crawl on the bottom, and it said, so-and-so has to stop doing this, and the United Nations says they have to stop doing this, and if they don't, they're going to write them a very strongly worded letter. And I just broke up laughing. I mean, South Park has become reality, folks.
It is. Hey, let's go to the phones real quick since we got somebody. We got a live one. Whose line is that? The live one on line three, James in Vancouver. What's going on, man? Hello, James. We're trying to...
Maybe the Chinese got him.
Good morning, Texas. So, you were talking about medicine, right?
Yeah.
So, well, when you become a doctor, or even before you become a doctor, you got to do things in medical school that have been done a million times before, but you got to do them. And one of the big things is killing things, like giving rabbits injections to watch how they die, stuff like that.
Oh, crap.
So
that sucks.
So, you know, and the whole attitude, I don't know about down there, but up here in Canada, you got to go to these interviews before you're even considered for medical school. And when I was a student, I thought, oh, yeah, this is, you know, they're trying to make sure, you know, you're a good person or whatever the heck it is. But I think they do these interviews to see whether or not you can be indoctrinated and you can follow the cult. That's my back to you.
No, I will agree. They're looking. The word is compliance. Will you be compliant?
Yeah.
Will you adhere?
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is, and then I got to know doctors personally. In fact, you know, I hung out with doctors, and they're fun to hang out with, but when it comes to bringing forward new ideas, and they kind of look at you going, what, you know? in other words, if it doesn't come down from on high, you can see that they've been conditioned not to accept it, you see. So this is what
James, it's not just the medical field itself. You want to go in, you want to start talking about research, you know, doing research,
right.
You know, finding out, you know, different things. It's the same process there, you know. Well, we got to massage our data so the grants keep coming because research is funded by grants, you know,
right.
and to keep the money coming in, we have to massage our data to make the grant fund money keep coming in. And most of them are paid for by pharmaceutical corporations or the Ford Foundation or the Gates Foundation and blah, blah, blah. And if you don't come up with the results they want, you don't get no more money. So in order to be viable, you have to become a lying piece of crap.
Well, the redundancy, you see, after I got my degree in physics, I worked in a cancer institute for a while. And one day, an MD, he was an MD, but he was working on his PhD, came down and he asked me, can you irradiate my specimen? And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, I have a rat and I want to put, you know, I want to put gamma rays on him. I said, well, what are you going to do that for? He says, well, it's, you know, it's part of the experiment. And I'm saying to myself, well, so we have to kill this mouse, which they've killed a million mice before this. You know, and he, you know, it was a useless experiment to me, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, let the little bugger live, right? I mean, but no, it's just redundant research, so but
Well, you know, you're kind of getting into Dr. Mary's monkey territory and stuff like this, which is what I've been talking about with Judith, you know, on my show a little bit later.
Oh,
today,
yeah,
you know?
right,
yeah.
Hey, congrats for that. I've been listening to that. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's at 2 o'clock, folks. You can tune in. Alan has been having Judith Berry Baker on, and they're talking about creating cancer.
Yeah.
She started off wanting to find a cure for cancer and how to make everything better, and ended up in a secret lab creating very viral transmissible cancers. Yeah.
Right. Mm. By the way, I wanted to ask how many people have died of these shots so far? Last night I heard a million. Do you guys know?
I don't know.
A million in USA.
What I do know, though, what I can tell you is I got two more people that I know in my life that have heart conditions and are visiting the heart mess up people, right? You know, we got a strip mall doctor's thing called the almost heart doctor. And they've got like strip operations all over the place. And they just pack them through, you know, and it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, this research, you know, when they come out and they say, you know, well, you know, they also come out and they'll say, well, drinking red wine is good for you. And then they'll say, oh, no, alcohol is always bad for you. But you know, they come out with these studies and it just whipsaws you back and forth. It's good. It's not good. You know, do this. Don't do this. And 47% say this. It's like, you know, I can pull those figures out of my dog's butt. You know, I don't trust any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So do we know the true statistics? Look around you, people. You know, it's like I'm in contact with very few people. And granted, a lot of the people that I know in this area are a little bit older, but I do know some younger ones, and I know of some younger ones who are having problems too. Just the very few people that I'm in contact with. But they're all fully vaccinated and boosted and yada yada, and they're on, you know, they're on statins or they're on this. Because you go to a doctor, folks, simply because of your age category, they will want to put you on statins. It's like, well, you're of the age where most people start getting high cholesterol, so let's just nip that in the bud. Yeah.
Right.
Ow.
Yeah, I knew a guy a couple of days ago. He went for that inspection in the lower bowel where they put that
Oh, God.
That, colonoscopy. And I was trying to say, I said, what are they doing it for? He says, well, I'm 50 now, so they figure it's about time to do that. I said, well, you know, you don't need to. Well, he's going to go along with it. I haven't seen him since.
I think. Sounds like a South Park episode, right, James? It's like, you're 50, now I need to stick my finger. It sounds like a South Park episode, like Alan says.
Well, yeah, like okay, right.
You're 50.
Right. Okay, guys, thanks for taking my call, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, James. Yeah.
I remember talking to Doc when he was on our show, Alan, and we were talking about what they call colonoscopy keys, right? And it's like, well, how do you know you're not doing damage while you're inspecting the, you know, whatever? You know, do you really want to be screwing around with that? They're like, no, we practice this. It's like,
Or how clean are those instruments in between? Or, you know, you hear talk now about fecal transplant therapy. I'm like, what? It's like, so you're going to put someone else's crap up my butt? It's like, why don't I just become a homosexual? You know? I mean, my God.
Well, you'd have to move to Washington, D.C. But anyways, well, maybe you can, there might be some other cities that would accept you. You know, I don't know. The medical industry is just fascinating. You know,
no, it's the medical business, Steve. It's
okay.
Not just, well, I guess you could call it an industry business. Yeah.
They take people that want to help people, and then they weed out the ones that will actually try to help people and select the ones.
Hey, Steve, this is like that story I've told before about last time I had to go have a tooth pulled. This was like, you know, man, I mean, about the same time that the COVID lockdown hit, man, I had a tooth that broke off. And I was pretty much in misery because everything was shut down. And I finally got to go in and see my dentist and was sitting there talking to him. And he goes, well, finally got it ripped out. And he's like, well, be careful of this one. This one kind of goes up into your sinus. And I said, yeah, doc. I said, I know anatomy. I know the nerves and where they go and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, kind of looks at me. And I started talking to him. I said, yeah, I wanted to go into research. And I told him my experience. And at the end, he goes, well, I experienced the same thing when I was out at Caltech, you know, doing my, you know, my finishing up on the dentistry thing. And I said, what? And he said, I did research for a professor, and in the final grant proposal, I saw research data that I collected changed. And I looked at him, and I said, seriously? And he said, oh, yeah. And I looked at him, and I put my hand up, and I said, I want to thank you for being honest with me, Doc. You know, not many people are going to say that, you know, but so I looked at him and I said, so do you trust these statistics you hear coming out? And he said, not a one of them. So honesty, but they're not going to talk about it to you. I kind of drug it out of them.
Yeah, you do. And then they got to comply with the dragon or not.
Right.
So,
because he's got to keep his dentist license.
Yeah, I don't know what their decision-making stuff is. Hey, by the way, I got a phone call from old Smith Fix, Chuck Smith, this week, and we were talking about stuff, and he was listening to last week's show about Bundy and Bundy 2, and, you know, Andy likes to say, we never really got into Bundy 2. There was too much into Bundy 1, and we never did talk about the, you know, Ukrainian 1. And Ukrainian one, was that a slip of the tongue or what? Uranium one,
Gordon Call 3 or 4, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you know, Chuck's view of the whole thing was, we don't need to be talking about the past. And I'm like, going, okay, well, what do we need to be talking about? There's a lot of things that
we don't
understand
the past. You can never really understand what our future is going to be, much less our present.
I'm there with you, and I understand talking about the now, right? We just talked about the UN's plan to take over half the world with their new, they're working on the words to go into the document so they can vote upon taking over half the world, Alan. So that's stay tuned, news at 11.
Fluffy the cat took in a storm drain, more at 10.
My God. So the UN has openly come out and said that they're going to take over half the world first and then the other half later or whatever. I don't really know. Right. Meanwhile, the whole world's in turmoil. And I tell you this, what are we supposed to talk about, right? Is it balloon season or train season or blowing up the food season, right? Or what
and,
season?
And see, some of our younger listeners might not recognize my comment there, but, you know, this is a little pre-internet. You folks with a little more age to you, do you remember Fluffy the Cat stuck in a storm drain? That was the major news story across every network for like a week. Every water cooler, everyone was talking about, oh my God, do you think they're going to get Fluffy out of the storm drain? You know, that was a test of their control and how, you know, if you want to say in today's words, it's a meme. How can we create, can we get the whole country riveted on Fluffy the Cat stuck in a storm drain? Doesn't mean a damn thing to anyone else across the planet, but they get people stuck on this stuff.
Yeah, but Alan,
crazy.
They're going to go down and save them. And hang on, news at 11. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bull out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me.
This feels like heaven. You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Hey, there's a couple staples that we talk about on this show. Well, they're really not staples. There's a bunch of staples. There's a bunch of things. But this last year, we've been talking a little bit more about toilets, right? And Lake Mead, right? Now, let me just start with Lake Mead. There's nothing going on with Lake Mead right now. You got the usual back and forth of we're all going to die. No, we're not going to die. And we're all going to die. And there's snow's enough. And it's all going to be, we're all going to die. It just happens, right? That's the news cycle. They're getting the money off the Lake Mead thing. We're really not going to hear anything new until summertime. You know, sometime deep in summertime, they're going to be all, oh, crap, the snow didn't, or, oh, crap, the snow filled up Lake Mead and it's all done. The latter is probably not going to happen because Lake Mead
and Lake Powell. The ultimate goal of this for people living out there in the desert, depending on that water supply, it will be the first ones that are going to say, well, we'll just start we'll start recycling your wastewater, and that's what you'll be drinking in your drinking fountains. And you know, you remember when they brought out, it's like they were trying to get kids used to drinking out of a toilet, like freaking Idiocracy, you know? I mean, that's what they're going towards. You'll be drinking your own refuse. Oh, but we processed it. No, you let it sit in the pond for a while, then you cycled it back into the water supply, and everything that's in it is still there.
But yeah. I guess toilets and Lake Mead all go together, Alan. You know, they kind of, well, they might, you know, shortly here. You know, they'll process it back into, it'll be dark water, black water.
God, you know, folks, it's very uncomfortable to come to the realization of how these things work. You know, if you stay out of the minutia, it keeps you up to date. But once again, look at the history, look at what's going on, look at how things have been introduced, and it's scary to kind of, I'm not saying that I'm some oracle of knowledge, but I've got kind of a logical brain, and I can see a progression and how things have worked in the past and how they're brought in. And once you understand that, it's very freaking uncomfortable to know what's coming at us. And it's a steamroller, and you're a guy standing in front of a tank in Tiananmen Square. Unfortunately, I don't mean to sound just totally defeatist. I'm biding my time. I've not given up. I'm biding my time because I can see what's going on, and I can see what a majority of the world has been turned into. Everything's interlinked. Everything's interconnected now. It's not just one country, you know, in Eastern Europe or somewhere like that that the problem is. Everything's interlinked at this point in time.
Yeah, everything is interlinked, and that's why we talk about toilets and Lake Mead and the medical industry and the insurance industry and the governments around us. We're running out of time for the first hour. Next hour, I might talk a little bit about, I don't know if you guys are so interested in the smart toilet, but I guess I'm going to keep doing it. We'll take phone calls. That's 512-248-8252 if you want to join in. You know, you're more than welcome to come in and tell us that we're wrong or we're right. I don't care. You know, actually, I do care that I'm right or wrong. It's just hard to tell what's right or wrong because we're being lied to, folks. You know, we got.
There are times so I really wish, I really do wish that I was crazy and this wasn't really going on. But unfortunately, I kind of reflect and I do some inner thought and I actually think about things. I'm not mesmerized.
Hey, good news. Ukraine's winning. Ukraine's winning. I mean, Ukraine's losing.
All we got to do is send them more money.
Get more money. See, there you go, Alan. Nails on the head. Be right back, folks. Public of Texas Radio.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.